blind. And we could grow up and die blind. Not this blindness, the other blindness, because we believe in another eye. The third eye that the Buddhists will talk about. So many pages you could read about it. And if you look at the pictures of the, I don't know, Kathmandu, in every picture you will see a big eye at the top of a minaret looking at everyone. Means, remember, you are being watched because you are being judged. Judgment arrives with us. No animal will be judged, no matter what the animal does. But we are different because our dimension is like that. First of all, we don't belong to the time limit of this machine. Explain it. The lovers will remain here forever. Then is the problem of the way you see it. This one sees the form, not the essence. So you judge all the people by the form of their machine. The people are not the machine and the form of the machine. This is a satanic comparison. The people are the spirit, are the soul. This is why this is a habit. I respect the soul in you. This is what they are talking about when they're doing this. It means that because when I look at you, I could forget. I could think that this is you. I should remember, first of all, there is that breath in you, and that's why what I admire. Why? Because that's real you, and guess what? That's real me as well. That's why I admire it. That's the best part of humanity to me. This is what it is. Here he will say, this guy has opened the other eye. So he doesn't see anything but God. Because remember, this was supposed to happen. If you remember that, alas, you should always remember that I'm responsible. I shouldn't do anything that my beloved doesn't like even. I don't talk about what my beloved hates, because my beloved doesn't hate anything. My beloved is out of hatred. Hatred belongs to animal. That lovely fellow is the picture, ideal picture of humanity. It's going to be a picture of me. I should see that one. So I don't ask any. But the other people, they are really blind. Because they look at this fellow and they don't see the other eye because they have never dreamt about it. He dreamt about it and he knows. So Rumi here repeatedly is talking about blindness. And I hope you know what the blindness will do to you. Do you? I hope all of you have read the book, or at least seen the movie of blindness. Suddenly a group of people will go blind and all the values, humanity will disappear because of this fantastic book, Blindness. Here he talks about that blindness, and the verse 2360 was bringing out something else from another language again. Hubba yu'ma an yusam means love will make you blind and deaf and things like that, because you don't listen to anything else. When you find the best tune of the music you could play, do you go back and play nonsenses? That's how it is. The feeling, the passion. Yes.
Do you, who are seeing,
deem me to be one of the blind? I am revolving round your grace, O axis.
Now he is talking to beloved. I would say, do you see I'm blind? Do you think I'm blind? Yes.
Just as you did show a dream to the voracious Joseph, and it became a support to him. To me, too, your grace showed a dream. That endless prayer of mine was not an idle play. Creatures do not understand my hidden thoughts, and they regard my words as drivel. They have the right, for who knows the mystery of the unseen save the knower of secrets and the coverer of faults? His adversary said to him, "Turn your face to me, tell the truth. Why have you turned your face toward heaven, uncle?"
Ah, okay, that's a very silly translation, of course. First of all, yes, the other one looked at him and said, "Hey, look at me, what are you talking about there?" But he didn't say it like this. He said, "Hey, talk to me and tell the truth," right? That truth is Hap. Turn to me and talk about Hap, because the stupid guy doesn't understand that he's talking to Hap. He says, "Why are you looking up there? Talk to me. I'm the adversary." And he's wanting to have his right here, right? Hap again. This is what is concentrated here. The meaning of that word, the stuff that I always show you, and I hope some of you will remember it forever. Because that's the meaning of Hap. Yes?
"You are employing fraud. You are casting error. You are prating of love and nearness, inasmuch as you are spiritually dead."
Isn't this interesting? Because the guy doesn't know who he's talking to. What suddenly you will say? How you're bragging that you're in love? There was no such a thing here. But the doubter is always like that, that give up all these nonsenses, come on, back to reality. And the point is, the guy doesn't want to go back to reality, does he? Because remember, all the time the guy knows that he had killed his father and the mother, and he has been their slave that has taken over. He knows it, but he will say, "Hey, don't talk like that, talk to me and talk about the truth. You silly bragger." Yes?
"Inasmuch as you are spiritually dead, with what face have you turned your face toward the heavens?"
Why the guy thinks that he is spiritually dead? Because he himself killed his father and mother and all that. Because he believed that he belongs to them. He doesn't know the other relation. This is a logical, wise fellow. This is what it is. Yes?
"An uproar arose on this account in the city.
That Muslim laid his face on the ground, crying, 'O God, do not put this servant to shame. If I am wicked, yet do not divulge my secret. You know, and the long nights during which I was calling unto you with 100 supplications, albeit this has no worth in the sight of the people. In your sight, it is like a shining lamp."
Mm-hmm. What happened here? A long paragraph about the beginning of this contradiction, right? And all that, and he talked about what? This fellow didn't talk to anyone. He doesn't answer to anyone. He's talking there. Again and again, just like he was, remember? He didn't ask anything from anyone. Even here, he's not asking even for attention of the people. He's talking there. And when the guy will say, "Talk to me," he again will say, "Don't let me down, please. Save me." Because he firmly, honestly believes in it. He had this dream and he's insisting upon that. Yes?
"How David, on whom be peace, heard what both the litigants had to say."
This is the critical moment that suddenly you will see David being cornered because of being judged here. Yes?
and interrogated the defendant. When the prophet David came forth, he said, "Hey, what about this? Or what is this about?"
Neither.
What is it?
Neither. David will come out and will say, "Oh, what is this? What is this ahwal?" The plural of hal. He is looking for, we are talking about the hall. He comes out and will say two different halls. One is the logical fellow, greedy and claiming that he should be reimbursed. And another guy who is out of everything. He's just praying, he's not even talking to the people. And this is the guy who had a good barbecue, he killed a cow. Yeah.
The plaintiff said, "O prophet of God, justice, my cow strayed into his house. He killed my cow. Ask him why he killed my cow and explain what happened." David said to him, "Speaker, O noble one, how did you destroy the property of this honorable person? Take care. Do not talk."
I doubt that honorable goes to person. Because in Persian style, it could go to the property, honorable property. Mm-hmm. He's talking just, let's say, a little bit too literal here. Mm. And he says, what happened? How did you do it? Yes.
Take care.
Do not incoherently bring forth word plea, in order that this claim and cause may be laid aside. He said, "O David, for 7 years I was day and night in invocation and entreaty. This I was seeking from God. O God, I want a means of livelihood lawful and without trouble."
A little bit different. Because over there, yes, the lawful, good and... But the Persian is a little bit different. First of all, livelihood doesn't do it. Because in Persian, we don't say livelihood. We say the day portion. It's about the day, ruzi. Because we're talking about the piece of today's portion. So it's day in it. Remember, we're talking about day and night, and we are going through night, which is ignorance, towards the sunrise of the knowledge, right? So, first of all, he will talk about that. He will say, "I was asking from the God, the Creator, to give me my ruzi halal." What is halal? Halal has nothing to do with ausal. Halal is something that he approves. So even now that he's talking about, "I was asking for that portion of enlightenment somehow, and I wanted to be halal and with no pain." Yes.
"Men and women are acquainted with my lamentation. The children describe this happening. Ask whomever you will for information about this, so that he may tell without torture and without harm. Inquire of the people both and secretly
what this beggar with the tattered cloak used to say. After all this invocation and outcry, suddenly I saw a cow in my house. My eye became dim, not on account of the food, for joy that the supplication had been accepted."
This is something you didn't think about even. Now that he's facing David, for the first time he's explaining it. He said, what? He said, 7 years, long, long time. I always was asking for that spark of enlightenment, and I never gave up, okay? And you could go around, look around, ask for it. Everybody knows that this is what I was doing. Then suddenly the cow was there. And you know what? I went blind. Not because of the cow that I'm going to eat, because my prayer was answered. That's what I